We're pleased to be joined now by Lindsay Miller, Miss Rodeo North Dakota, all the way from the northern edge of North Dakota. It's 22-year-old Lindsay Miller, now the Miss Rodeo North Dakota. Lindsay, thanks so much for taking some time to chat with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, it's super exciting. Miss Rodeo North Dakota, how did you get to that point? Tell me the journey of how you became Miss Rodeo North Dakota.
Yes, so I've always grown up rodeoing in a part of the Western industry. My sister became a rodeo queen, and I saw how much fun she had, and I decided to step outside of my comfort zone and become a rodeo queen. So the process for that is we compete in a competition or a pageant in forms of horsemanship, personality, and of course, knowledge. So we're riding horses, we're having various interviews, we're taking a test, or saying a speech, just to really allow young women to grow and hone in on those personal skills that we all use daily in our lives. So that's kind of what led me to the journey. And then 7 years later, I decided, you know what, I really want to be Miss Rodeo North Dakota, and I pursued that goal.
Super cool. And I read here that you're a recent graduate of Dickinson State University. So that's neat. What did you study there?
Yes, Blue Hawks are up. I studied agriculture business. I got to throw that plug in there. Uh-huh. Of course, go Jimmies, but agriculture business. I gained scholarship money through being Miss Rodeo North Dakota and competing at Miss Rodeo America here in just 37 days in Vegas. And I plan to return to school to gain a master's in agriculture education and a bachelor's in agriculture communications to hopefully not only continue to promote rodeo, but educate those about the agriculture industry that I love.
Super cool. And a great thing I saw, too, the word media in there, possibly. And that's definitely, I mean, we need good agriculture media people, because I'll tell you what, it's rare to find young people that want to get into that right now. So it's super important, I think. And speaking as somebody who does it for a living every day, it's vital to the people in agriculture to have somebody telling them what's going on. And so I think that's really cool that you possibly could go down that avenue as well.
Thank you. Yes, I definitely have a passion for promoting our lifestyle. I think that we need more of that out there, and kind of the mainstream media, and just the way to properly educate those is to provide education. So I definitely see a route there, and I'm excited to see what that means for me.
I also saw that you have a published book. Tell me about that.
Yes, in 2022, I published a children's book titled The Girl in Lime Green Jeans, and I made a goal as Miss Rodeo North Dakota to travel to as many North Dakota elementary schools and read it to kindergarten through third grade students. I believe I reached so far this year anywhere, I think, from 50 to 51. I need to do another tally, but
wow.
I've hit quite a majority. I wanted to hit way more than that, but I keep a pretty busy schedule as well with rodeos and other civic duties. So the schools, filtering those in there had been tough, but I'm really excited that I made that happen, as the youth are really excited to learn about rodeo and rodeo queens and overall promote my message of find your light. That's my platform this year. It's kind of filtered in through the book, and it's really been awesome to see students pick up on that and be excited to pursue their passions and find that inner confidence to do so.
Super cool. I love it. You're having a send-off type party kind of thing coming up here. Of course, you mentioned it, 37 days away from the national competition in Las Vegas. Are you getting nervous yet? Are you feeling nerves yet? Or do you not get nerves when you're doing this stuff?
I think naturally we all get nervous. Some of my greatest mentors have told me that it's okay to get nervous. That means you care and you want to do well. So I think to say I don't get nervous would be like saying I'm a superhero, and that's just not quite realistic. I'm slightly nervous in the fact that I just truly want to do North Dakota proud. I've been, you know, working hard in all areas of the pageant to prepare and just truly put my best foot forward going into this pageant. But to kind of commemorate my year and to really get ready to send me to Vegas in style. I'm having a send-off party style show in Minot, North Dakota on November 4th from 11:30 to 1:30. And it's a $10 admission to get in. You need to RSVP and pay before you get there. And it's just really a style show to showcase what I'm wearing in Las Vegas, as well as meet me in person, send me to Vegas, all those fun things, and kind of commemorate my whole year. As well with that, we won't have t-shirts there, but we'll have the option for you to order a t-shirt or a crew neck sweatshirt that just shares your support of Miss Rodeo North Dakota. So it says Lindsay Miller, Miss Rodeo North Dakota 2023 on it. And then, of course, it has my book tagline on the back, The Girl in Lime Green Jeans. So those are just two kind of major things coming up for me as we near that 37-day mark in countdown to pageant.
Super cool. Well, I hope you have a ton of people up there in Minot. It's going to be a great thing to be able to send you off. And I know you will do North Dakota proud. There's no doubt about that. So when you go to the national, like you're preparing for this right now, I'm curious to know what kinds of things do you have to like prepare for? Like, what are the things that you are being, you know, kind of groomed for or learning about to get ready for this?
So, like I mentioned, there's the horsemanship portion of this contest because a lot of folks think of pageants as you need a talent. Rodeo queens are cowgirls through and through, so our talent, I guess you could say, is horsemanship. So, at the pageant, we jump on draw horses, horses we've never ridden before, nor will get the chance to warm up, and we need to showcase our horsemanship ability through a pattern set by the judges. And so, in October is one of the ways to prepare. Miss Rodeo America Scholarship Foundation offers a challenge. And that is from October 1st to October 31st, you have the challenge to ride 50 different horses on one or all three of the Miss Rodeo America patterns. From there, your name will get entered into a drawing to win a scholarship. So that in October has been kind of my number one prep to fulfill that challenge, which I did yesterday.
Awesome.
I rode all 50 horses, so we're in the clear. And just from there, I guess, studying, making sure I'm up to date on current events. I'm studying our PRCA rulebook, WPRA rulebook, as I need to be knowledgeable about rodeo and about our Western industry and what's going on in our world. Because as a spokeswoman and a public figure, of course, you want to be educated. So both for the test that we have to take, but also for any interviews and impromptu questions. So those are some key things. Of course, there's, you know, making sure all the clothes are ready and those kind of fun things too, but mainly just honing in on that knowledge and that horsemanship that truly are the elements of being a successful rodeo queen.
Well, Lindsay, I wish you all the luck in the world there, and I thank you so much for taking some time. If people want to follow you, I would assume you're on social media, all those places people can find you.
Yes, absolutely. So we are on Instagram at Miss Rodeo ND, and you can also find me on Facebook as Miss Rodeo North Dakota. I'd love for you to give me a follow and see what I'm up to. And just as we roll into the new year, get ready to support our 2024 Miss Rodeo North Dakota as well.
Lindsay, thanks so much for taking some time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. That's Lindsay Miller, Miss Rodeo North Dakota 2023. She gets ready for the national pageant in Las Vegas. Again, you can find out more. You can go to MissRodeoND.org as well. That's MissRodeoND.org to get more information on Lindsay and on Miss Rodeo North Dakota.